This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are diving into some cans of War Pigs as we talk about our past week at the 10th anniversary Dark Matter party, and then we get ready for this weekend with Lake Villa Craft Beer Fest happening and Naperville Fest happening. So all that more on this week's episode.
Yeah, because, you know, it's going to cork pop out, boom, and it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? It's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this.
Rah, rah, rah!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brett Chmielewski.
Hey, Brett. I'm Nick White.
And here we are in the studio drinking some evil dark cans.
You bet your ass we are.
IPA.
Yeah, man. We got the Lazaret IPA from War Pigs, man.
Right.
The War Pigs invasion is upon us, man.
I guess so, yeah. So this is Three Floyds and McKellar collaboration.
Yeah, I believe their brew pub is in Copenhagen.
Okay.
And yeah, so
McKellar's is
the War Pigs.
Oh, War Pigs is.
It's just flat out War Pigs. Yeah. I watch a lot of Vice. And they were on there, and it's just all like American barbecue, and they have a lot of people come out and brew big beers like Bell's Hop Slam or, you know, 18th Street or all. They have a lot of guest brewers come out.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And brew their beers on their system. Yeah.
Okay. And so they're not. We thought they were getting brewed in, like, Grand Central.
Which is, like, West Town-ish.
Right.
Yeah.
But it turns out, it looks like they're getting brewed in Wisconsin. So we are ruining our rep here.
Yeah, so the War Pigs invasion is close. It's near. It's not completely upon us yet.
So they're brewed in Wisconsin. Three Floyds is in Indiana.
Right.
And you can buy the cans in Chicago.
Yeah, pretty slick can. I'm loving the all black can. Even the top is black.
So doesn't this remind you of a Salamoth label?
Yeah, a little
bit. They did like those dashes of color with like gold.
Especially within the skeleton of the pig.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you know we were looking. You know, this brewery is in Verona, Wisconsin. We're like, well, where is that? Come to find out, it's a suburb of Madison.
Yeah.
And so there's two breweries there. One of them is Wisconsin Brewing Company, which is a contract brewer that also brewed Not Your Father's Root Beer.
Okay.
Old Tankard, which is like it's a Pabst brand, like, you know, adjunct lager.
That beer's really not that bad.
Really? You
had
it?
Yeah.
I haven't had it. And Toppling Goliath.
It's brewed there. Okay.
They're all brewed there. Apparently, it's a state-of-the-art 80-barrel brew house up there.
Okay. So,
looks like the War Pigs guys are giving them a spin.
Mm-hmm. And this beer comes in at 6.8%, so it feels like it's like 9.5.
It does. It felt like when I was drinking the first one, I feel like I was on my second one. That's how I felt.
Which is, I guess, in true Three Floyds and McKellar fashion. McKellar beers are really high alcohol usually too.
Yeah. Nice beer though.
Mm-hmm.
Nice beer.
So yeah, venturing a little bit from our Chicago, Illinois only beers to sip on the War Pigs this week.
Right on.
Every week on Chicago Beer Pass, we're talking about the events we made it to and the ones coming up. So let's do it. Let's dive into what we went to this week. Drum roll. I think the main one that we both hit up was Dark Matter's 10th anniversary party.
Yeah. So we made our way to Dark Matter. So that's Chicago and Western. Yeah. So they put on quite the show, man. I want to say there was like 18 breweries there, man.
Yeah.
You know, there was everything from like wine spritzers to like, you know, grilled sandwiches to DJs all day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. This random big empty lot across the street from the mothership.
Right. Yeah. Right over there. So in the years past, they've always done a block party, like a family and friends kind of event.
Okay.
It's been basically on one of the side streets, and they kind of blocked it off like typical Chicago neighborhood block party kind of thing.
Right.
And it was kind of empty in the years past I went, like not a lot of people. Uh-huh. This was full blown like craziness.
Yeah, it was insane. I hit the scene maybe like 2:30-ish on Saturday, and it was hopping. Hope for the day, was the crew, the nonprofit crew. And I think if you donate to, it was a suggested donation for like a, you know, like suicide awareness or mental right. illness or something, and it got you the wristband.
Yes, it was any donation, whatever it was. If it was a dollar yeah. or 20 bucks, whatever you want to throw in there, you got a wristband. So yeah, I went there, I think it was 35 beers overall they were pouring that day.
Yeah.
So quite a handful.
Tell me if you've heard of this this one crew. I think they were called Hoofhearted Brewing. I just saw a sticker for them. I don't know if it was like a fake brewery or...
What was their name?
Hoofhearted. So I didn't try the beer, but I saw like a really big like banner. It was like a vinyl banner for them on one of the stations.
Okay. I ended up getting like the first thing I got there was a tuna. Just like had biked over, so needed something refreshing. Did some barrel-aged coffee, and then I had some other beer I don't even remember.
Yeah, the only beer I was able to try was the, what was it, the Session IPA from McKellar.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only one I got, too.
But there was tons of people and tons of lines. Like, no matter where you were standing, it was like you were in a line.
Right. If you were on board with maybe hanging out in line for like 20 minutes or so to get something cool, then, you know, it was a good party.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they had ciders, they had beer, barrel-aged coffee, they had food. The food lines were the longest, like the food truck kind of things.
Yeah.
And they went through the beer lines. Like, it reminded me of old Dark Lord days, like drinking Three Floyds here, where it was just like, hey, we're releasing this. Oh, yeah, we got food and beer. Everything goes through each other. Good luck.
Right. Those back in the day when the party was really just the parking lot of the Three Floyds Brew Pub.
Right.
And everyone, the longest line was to get into the pub because that's where Vanilla, Dark Lord, and all that stuff was on tap. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that line cut through all the other lines.
All the other lines, yeah.
So that's what the Dark Matter event kind of reminded me of.
Yeah. I was kind of hoping that they would sell, you know, some kind of swag there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, or, you know, or even just beans, you know. But no, it seems like the intention was, hey, let's just have a blowout party. For, you know, as almost as a thank you for people who support us.
Right.
You know, so nothing wrong with that.
No, and I had hit him up earlier in the day, picked up a couple coffee growlers. I also picked up that Saison and the Citra hop coffee. So okay. I think there'll be another video on our YouTube channel of us tasting those coffees.
How are we going to do these, man? Pour over, French roast,
we'll
French press?
We'll do French press.
Right on. I can dig it.
So, you know, head over to Chicago Beer Pass on YouTube to look for that video.
Yeah, right on.
But yeah, that was the only thing I hit up this weekend.
Yeah, I stopped by Three Floyds since it's funny that you have it on the show. I went down to Munster. You know, my mom lives down that way. Went to check her out, and you know, yeah, you know what they had on? Some trippy artwork on the wall, but what they had on tap that was really nice was this oatmeal stout, man. It was an oatmeal stout with fresh ground coffee, and the guy kind of described it. He's like saying, "Hey, if you like Surly Bender,
yeah,
you know, then you'll love this." You know, but you know. But Surly Bender's a brown ale, and this is an oatmeal stout. So, of course, it's going to have, like, a bolder profile.
Yeah, right,
but
okay.
It was really fucking good, man.
Nice.
This, the oatmeal stout. The oatmeal stout with coffee. Wig splitter was what it was called.
Okay.
Yeah, and I left with a case of zombie dust. You know,
okay.
Had some curds. The tempura fry on the curds at this place.
It's where it's at?
I'm telling you, man, it's the bee's knees, man. Nice. And I don't even use words like the bee's knees.
but makes you use those words.
That's what this is.
Nice. Was it busy, packed?
It was super chill.
Oh, okay.
Super chill. Maybe 20 people in the house.
Nice, okay.
Yeah, maybe like a, you know, like a Thursday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But not a Thursday because it was Saturday. Okay.
No, I went Thursday.
Oh, you went Thursday. Okay.
I went Thursday to Floyd's, or Saturday to Dark Matter.
Okay, I thought you were at Floyd's and then went all the way downtown, too. I was like, man, that's a crazy hike.
No.
Okay. That makes way more sense. It's a Thursday night. Time to go to Three Floyd's if you're looking for it.
Yeah.
Is anything else you had there?
It was a light week for me, man.
Okay.
Light week.
Nice.
So.
Well, we did talk about it in the last episode that there wasn't a lot of events last week because of, I think, 4th of July. Wasn't too much going on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So should we dive into this week then? What do we have going on coming up here? People should be checking out because it did pick back up from last week.
It did, man. Naperville Ale Fest is the big beer fest this weekend.
Okay.
That's out in Naperville, Naper Settlement. That's on Saturday the 15th. That's like an afternoon start, maybe like 2 p.m. We'll look that up and verify.
And this is a Lou Dog event?
This is a Lou Dog event. He's fresh off of the Chicago Ale Fest.
Right.
Which I'm kind of curious to know how that went, man. you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is this has to be like, oh, the fifth annual. I saw a video for Lou Dog. They're brewing a they brewed a beer in Bombers with Solemn Oath out in Naperville.
For this event?
To commemorate the event. So you can pick up the bottle at Solemn Oath, and you can buy it at the fest.
Oh, very nice. Okay.
Yeah. I might try to go to that.
All right. So probably kicks off early afternoon. We'll double check that. And
this is an event show. We don't know.
Put it back in the description. Also out in the suburbs in Lake Villa is just Craft Beer Festival. So this is Saturday, July 15th from 2 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
65 beers from 30 different breweries.
Lake Villa?
Lake Villa.
Do you know where that is?
I'm not completely sure where Lake Villa is.
Naperville Ale Fest is 1 to 5 on Saturday.
1 to 5. Okay, so you hit that up. This is from 2 to 6. So right on. You go over. That'd probably be a hike.
But you got to, you know, get after it. Like you said, when you were at Microphone,
mm-hmm.
you're like, man, I'm already in the burbs.
Yeah.
We might as well just do this.
Lake Villa is up near Gurney. Gray's Lake. So it's a hike.
That's on the other side of the world, right?
Yeah,
there.
You're near Wisconsin at all that right, point.
Never mind.
So I don't think you can make it to both.
Yeah, fuck that.
But if you're up this way, if you don't want to make it down to Naperville or up that way, check out Lake Villa Fest. $40 in advance, $50 at the door, or you can pick up that $10 designated driver ticket.
Slow motion with events in the city. For big events in the city.
I guess so, yeah.
We've talked about this before, and I'm kind of hoping that, you know, the Choose Chicago, Mayor Rahm Emanuel relationship with the Guild kind of changes that, because outside of Wells Park in August, and they're toting that as the biggest fest in the city.
Yeah.
And, you know, before that, it was in Oak Park. That was the Guild's biggest event of the year. Okay. But we don't have big beer parties in Chicago. We just don't.
No.
For whatever reason. I used to think, people would always tell me, like, it's because... You know, you have to have that license to, like, throw the party for that day or two or whatever.
Right.
And all those licenses are taken up.
Okay.
I mean, but I don't know. But regardless, we need to fix this. Because we're going to... Nothing wrong with Lake Villa and Naperville. But there's no big parties in the city.
I guess, yeah. But then you got stuff like that Dark Matter party. That was 35 beers for free.
Yeah.
So, like, stuff goes down. So you just got to know.
That's true. And then on the other side of the argument, I do kind of like leaving the city. And going to these places, too.
Right.
So, never mind.
And you get a little more, like, when the fests happen out in Naperville or Lake Villa, there's more space. It's a little less, like, yeah. Oh, yeah, everyone's bumping in, everyone's standing in line for it. You just have a little more space to wander and kind of take it all in.
Yeah, so no argument here.
Mm-hmm. So, both of those things are happening Saturday.
Yeah.
Two different suburbs.
Yeah, for sure. Then there's... The other two fests are all weekend long, man.
Okay.
We'll start with Pitchfork.
Yeah.
Pitchfork is a couple blocks from Goose Island. It's a music festival, first of all. But then they typically, Goose Island takes over all the taps. It was Heineken. Well, it started as Goose when it originally launched. It was Goose. Then Heineken bought out the rights to sell beer.
Yeah.
And then Goose bought it back.
Or AB
bought it back.
Yeah.
And then Goose was like, hey, that's our jam. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... I don't know if we know anything other than the Stranger Things, the crew who made the Stranger Things soundtrack it sounds like a Imperial Red Ale.
Right. So they have a beer that they brewed with Goose Island or Goose Island brewed in their honor. Not real sure how that collaboration went down.
Yeah. And what typically happens is Goose does special tappings all day, mm-hmm. all weekend.
This is the least, since they've done these collaborations, this is the least hyped one of all of it.
Yeah.
Which is strange because Pitchfork was like almost Goose was kind of like making it a mini beer fest, like check out our beer, but this year they're kind of downplaying it a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's Goose's chance to flex their muscle because, you know, Goose has a contract with Millennium Park and, you know, so that's like the you know, the jazz fest and then like all these little smaller fests that happen like around music at that park. But that's a streamlined event. That's 312 Selfie. Right. And pretty much it. So this is a chance for them to really get busy. So I'm kind of surprised that, you know, yeah, they're not all in. Well, at least from our vantage point, it doesn't seem that way.
Right. I know last year I stopped by there. Virtue Cider was kind of making a big play there. So I bet they'll be there again.
Yeah.
Showing off what they have. But yeah, that's Pitchfork. I don't think I'll make it this year.
Yeah. I'm wondering if I'll go. Solange is playing Sunday night. Tribe Called Quest and Parliament Funkadelic. I feel like we're 10 years removed from those being great shows, though. If anything, they're going to be bad to okay. I think they'll be okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing George Clinton. I feel like that's something just to see, be like, I saw it.
Yeah.
Like the time when I saw Yoko Ono.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't good, but I seen it.
But it's Yoko Ono. Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys last year, you know, some people described him as like, actually, I think it was Honeymoon. He's like, man, it kind of felt like he was asleep at the wheel, you know. But yeah, like you said, it's cool to still see him. Mm-hmm. That is a 3-day fest. They're pouring Goose Island beer all year, all weekend.
All year.
All year. All year. All weekend. Also, the Windy City Smokeout is this weekend.
Okay.
So Windy City Smokeout is it's near Chicago Tribune headquarters. So this is Chicago and Halsted.
Oh, okay.
In that general area, whatever that neighborhood is called. Oh, I love this party because there's 25 breweries.
Nice.
And then it's a 3-day like country rock fest.
So it's kind of like Naperville's Rib Fest.
It's kind of like Naperville's Rib Fest.
Okay.
With like it's if Naperville combined, because it's also like a showcase of like all these pitmasters from across the country. Mm-hmm. So if Naperville's Rib Fest combined with the Ale Fest, that's what you got here for 3 days.
Right.
And this is pretty intense. I went to it a couple years ago. Yeah, there was like a whole like a Jack Daniels experience, and then there's like 3 stages, and then there's barbecue from St. Louis and Memphis and all this, you know, and then of course there's like all these breweries.
It's kind of like a little taste of Chicago too, like kind of in that realm. That's also just ending, I think.
Yeah. It's groovy, man. That's a good party.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. So check that out. I've heard good things. You talked about it last year. I knew some other friends that went to it. So, yeah.
Cool. And it's in a space that we never really go to. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll be talking about that space here in the news in a minute too. So, but anything else happening this weekend that people should be checking out?
That's all I got, man. Those are the big 3 going down this weekend.
We mentioned picking up tickets for Wells Park Fest. That's in August.
Yes.
We're about a month away from that. You can also pick up tickets still for the Oak Park Microbrew.
Mm-hmm.
So you should check that out too.
Yeah. I didn't realize I was coming. Yeah, but I guess you're right. Yeah. August. Dude, it's already August. I don't feel like I've done a whole lot this summer, man.
I feel like I have and I haven't.
Yeah.
But that's, I guess, summer in general, right? You never feel like you have enough of it. And then, but you do. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Next weekend is the 23rd is Kurt Forman's Belgian Independence Celebration Cruise.
Right. Yeah, yeah. That's right.
So that might be a fun
one. Yeah. Another one. Grab tickets for if you want to get on the water.
Yeah.
Well, should we dive into the news here?
Let's do it.
All right. So first off, I guess we got to mention, we talked about that area where this barbecue thing's going to take place.
Mm-hmm.
Howls and Hood is right there, right? Man. Same spot?
No, close.
Oh, okay.
But yeah.
Near that.
Yeah, you're right. Because that's the Mag Mile. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you're right. Just like 2 miles due west.
Okay.
Is this other thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. So we recorded a show at Howls and Hood. I don't know what our 5 best shows are, but I feel like that goes in it, right?
That's up there. Okay.
The thing I remember the most is that, you know, Brad and I meet these guys on the first level where the bar is. We shoot up to, you know, floor 17 or whatever, and it's like, you know, General McCormick's old, you know, mansion. And then Brad and I just go in completely different directions and immediately just start taking photos.
Right.
Because we're just blown away. Like, we feel so small.
The view is amazing.
At this shrine that we're in. It's fucking majestic. It was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so anyway, this place is apparently closing. One of the biggest programs in the city. Definitely over 100 taps.
Yeah, I think it was like 130.
Just like a massive amount of beer. They said their top 2 beers out of everything that they carried were Daisy Cutter and Gumballhead.
Okay, makes sense.
With Anti-Hero coming in like
third. Okay, but so their Howls and Hood is closing, but the same crew company is just reconcepting.
Yeah,
they're not leaving the space.
They're not leaving the space. Yeah, they're reconcepting. No real indication on what it's moving to. I wonder if the Apple Store is moving to that same plaza. I wonder if that's influencing their decision, or if they're just tired of managing 120 taps. Yeah. I mean, who knows? But anyway, yeah, Howls and Hood is, you know, one of the largest beer programs in the city is going away. Going hasta la bye-bye.
Crazy.
Yeah.
All right.
I thought it was a good, most people who come to the city from out of town are going to Wrigley. you know, they're going to Navy Pier, right? So this was a good opportunity to say, hey, we got a bunch of national stuff that you're familiar with, and then we're also going to dive deeper into some Chicago stuff. You know, we got brunch, you know, and we're right here, you know, right here on the river, right here on the Mag Mile.
Yeah.
I thought that was a nice little, it was a nice little anchor for that area, because that's not an area known for beer. So now that's gone. But, you know, you still got Clark Street Ale House and
Side Door. And Purple Pig is over there. And
but, I mean, that's
Gage, yeah.
For that neighborhood, that's a hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Bummer. All right, what else? What else we got in the news?
All right, McKellar. The notorious gypsy brewer who's, you know,
yeah,
what we're drinking today.
Man, this beer is like working out for the theme this week. Man, I didn't even know.
Yeah, he opened up a location in San Diego. It's Alesmith's old location. Alesmith's was moving a mile down the road. McKellar moved into their old space. And now for his next act, he's opening a spot.
Alesmith in St. Louis?
No, in San Diego.
San Diego. Okay.
Yeah, so that's where
I heard St. Louis.
Did I say St. Louis?
No, maybe you didn't.
I probably said St. Louis.
I don't know.
So McKellar's second location outside of San Diego is going to be at MetLife Field, which is home of the New York Mets.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's in Queens.
Yeah.
Like Flushing, New York or something.
Okay. So what is this? Does this have anything to do with Off Color there?
No. No. Okay. No. The Off Color thing is they've got their second collab at the museum.
Oh, okay.
The Field Museum.
Oh, okay. So that was a different note there. But yeah, that's pretty cool. Note. McKellar. McKellar, so, man. I don't even know. That's a crazy model. I don't even think they really have a plan. I think they just kind of do it.
It just kind of seems like he's rolling. And then apparently, like, you know, because his brother, the evil twin, is also in New York. Taurus is like, you know, on the short list of tap rooms that people tell you need to go check out.
Yeah.
So, and then the way I understand McKellar is like, you know, there's Mickle and then there's Keller, right? So there's like these two guys that started this McKellar thing. And yeah, when I went to San Francisco, they have a bar in the Tenderloin district.
Right.
And then I'm in there and he's like, yeah, this is our like 13th location worldwide. I'm like, huh?
Crazy.
You know? So yeah. Who knows, man? Who knows what they're up to? But
okay,
they're onto something, man. They're rolling.
I guess so.
Yeah. Shout out to Sun King. They decided to finally come to Chicago.
Nice.
After like, you know, eight to 10 years on the map. So they're in Indianapolis. They're bringing their top 8 beers to Chicago for distribution this week.
Hmm. Interesting. I wonder what finally made them come here. Like, they make it enough? They got to be making enough beer to think they can come here, or?
Yeah. Just... Well, I know like last year they announced that they're distributing to the entire state of Indianapolis. And I think that was in, you know, that coincided with this like expansion.
Okay.
Right. So like, hey, we got this booze. We're not just in central and southern Indiana. We're in the whole state.
Okay.
And so yeah, like maybe like 6 months later, they're like, hey, by the way, we're coming to Chicago.
And they do like their cans are kind of different. They're kind of almost like these bottle can kind of things.
Yeah.
They don't really do cans.
It's like a twist off can.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a little different.
It's like a twisty can, kind of in the vein of if you ever get some of the Bud Light stuff that's at ballpark.
It feels super bro-y.
It's a little bro-y. I think the Budweiser crew kind of brought that can into vogue.
I guess
if you will.
So
yeah,
maybe so that's what made it more maybe it's actually more like camper outdoor-y, and then Bud Light made it bro-y.
Yeah.
But it's really more like outdoor-y, like wilderness.
Because
you can seal it back up. You're drinking your beer, maybe you're fishing, screw the top back on, your beer doesn't get wet, doesn't spill over with the boat rocking. All right, that's maybe a better way to think about that, you know, style of can.
Don't come a knocking. So good for them, man. They're finally coming to Chicago. We talked about this because they were always a sponsor for Festival.
Uh-huh.
And we were like, man, are they ever going to come to Chicago? At some point, they got to come.
Right.
So
how do you think they'll do?
I've had the Scotch Ale. My favorite beer from them is was a wee heavy aged in Pappy Van Winkle barrels. And then there's a Maibach aged in Pappy Van Winkle barrels called My Pappy.
Okay.
And I thought it was lights out. Yeah. That was my favorite beer from them. We'll see, man. It's tough. This is a tough town, man.
Yeah, for sure.
This is a tough town. We will see.
All right.
I wish them all the best, though. Those are cool guys.
Yeah, I haven't had one of their beers in a long time, so I don't know. I may visit them again, but yeah.
Yeah, and I think they where they excel is like they dive when they dive into the some of their experimental one-off stuff. You know, they excel there. So
okay,
we'll see. Yeah. Also in news, the good folks at New Glarus, they got 16 600 barrel fermenters. Came in from Germany, landed in the port of Milwaukee this week.
Right. What are they doing with those?
Are they moving to a new space, or maybe their current space, which is actually one of the sickest breweries I've ever been to?
If you can find it.
Once you find it. Because, dude, it's like the whole thing like sits on a cliff.
It's like a castle.
Fucking slick. I like it. You know, they got the Stairway to Heaven. You know, everything's like copper and like pristine. Yeah, they got, those are huge numbers, man. You know, those are Lagunitas numbers. When you go to Lagunitas has a, they got 250 barrel system. They got 700 barrel fermenters.
It's on
par with that. That's what I'm saying.
So we're talking about Sun King coming here.
Yeah.
Is this New Glarus potentially doing something else? Because they've had to near max out. Yeah. Wisconsin, right?
These guys came on the brew bus maybe three years ago now, and they said that they're the only brewery in the country that does 200,000 barrels all in one state at the time.
Yeah.
And like 2% of all the beer in Wisconsin is New Glarus beer, right? So, and Wisconsin is notorious for like having a lot of their beers kind of exclusively in Wisconsin, right?
Right.
So, I don't know. I know they tried coming here before.
A long time before I was drinking, really.
Yeah. But, I mean, this kind of move, you have to think, like...
They have something.
There's something up. Right. You're not... Are you doing this just for Wisconsin? Probably not, right? Mm-hmm. Either, I say they're coming here or they're doing that thing where they, you know, they follow the Stone and the Brooklyn Brewery model. And it's like, hey, let's go hit up the old world. Sell beer in Germany and London and, you know, Norway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But.
I was talking with a couple of people who are from Wisconsin who definitely New Glarus fans. And the consensus, myself included, their beer would not do well here.
New Glarus?
Yeah. Moon Man is maybe the standout beer that Chicago people are like, this is a great beer. But yeah. Spotted Cow, it's just everywhere. In Wisconsin, and if you're in Wisconsin, yeah, it's good, but it's kind of like, you know, when you go on vacation and you have one of those, if you're just drinking a Corona in Mexico, you're like, this is amazing, why don't I ever drink Corona kind of idea. Right. And so when you go to Wisconsin and have a Spotted Cow, you're like, this is great. Oh, I can't get this everywhere. I wonder I like it.
I think you're right, and I think that, a big part of their thing is that, hey, it's Wisconsin only, and it's part of the draw. Like I'm going to Milwaukee this weekend, you know, like in great taste. And I'm like, hey, you know, that's part of the draw. Like we have to make this pilgrimage to fucking New Glarus.
Right.
I think they're on the other side though. I think their fruited stuff and their sour stuff, I think that stuff would play very well here.
Maybe.
I think it's on par with like, you know, anything that New Belgium or any other producer that like to play with fruit and sour oils. It's on par with that stuff for sure. Mm-hmm. So I think those beers will stand up. But you're right. The mainline stuff. It would just be another mainline option here.
Yeah.
And it'll be hot for a couple weeks.
And we have a lot of that. You're not going to unseat Half Acre and Revolution at this point.
Yeah, because we're not. Yeah. I think, like, because they used to call Milwaukee Brew City. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what became the adjunct lagers all kind of, they called Milwaukee home for a long time. I think the Milwaukee or even the Wisconsin drinker at large is a different kind of drinker than we are, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
But we'll have to keep an eye on this. And I know they recently did cans in the last 2 years. I have not seen a New Glarus can.
No, I didn't know they were in cans.
So they have cans. I have not seen a can. So, yeah. Maybe it's to pump up more cans. I don't know. And I know they took their big format large bottles. Mm-hmm. Those are in little 4-packs now.
Really?
Yeah.
So like your raspberry tarts and your strawberry rhubarb. Yep. Strawberry rhubarb is great.
Serendipity.
Beer. Serendipity. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Serendipity kind of reminds me of those, like a blow pop.
Yeah. So that makes way more sense because first off, you just want a taste of those beers. Like they're good, but you just need like a taste. So if you open up a big one, you're like.
We hate commitment around here.
Yeah. So like a little one, it's like, oh, I can share with like two two people. It's perfect. It's kind of like it's a dessert wine at that point.
Right? It is. It's, you know, so it's like, hey, movies in the park, cheese, crackers.
Yeah. I don't want a bomber of sugar, basically. So a little taste. Yeah.
It's true.
All right. New Glarus. We'll keep an eye on this.
New Glarus. Cheers to those guys. Oh, Off Color. We're talking about Off Color. There's a Key Ming release party coming up. So that's the latest beer from Off Color. And it's in a collaboration series with the Phil Museum. So these are, it sounds like it's inspired by the artifacts discovered during digs around the tomb of the Western Zhao Zhu Dynasty. This is, this is intense, man. Like 722 BC. So they're basically recreating a strong herbal beer from that era. Yeah. Okay. According to the Off Color guys, it's going to have a profile of peaches and lemon rind and maybe taste like sake and bubblegum. Yeah. So this is part of the series of beers they're doing in collaboration with the museum.
Okay.
So they're picking a theme. They're studying ingredients and then they're recreating these beers. And it looks like a really small, you know, beer, like ABV wise.
Yeah.
And I think that's their wheelhouse. That's kind of where they kind of excel, right? Like, you know, Yuzu Fierce, which is like a 3.5% beer, or even like a Apex Predator. And
yeah,
these beers are all small beers, delicate, but really
lots of flavor.
Yeah. Nuanced and flavorful.
So nice.
It's right in line with what they're doing.
All right. Looking forward to that.
Take that for data.
Whew! All right. Well, I think that does it for this week's episode. For us, not. I feel like the beer news is just becoming like this whole just show where we could just have a separate Chicago Beer Pass news where we just riff on what's happening and random ideas like, what does this mean?
It's true, man. We start going down the rabbit hole a little bit when news comes up.
Yeah.
Yeah. More so than when events come up, right?
Yeah, I might have to think about that. Something else there. Anyway, let's get out of here. Let's wrap up this week's episode. Nick, where can people find you? Get in touch when we're not here.
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter, at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter, at BRAD. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter, at Chicago Beer Pass. Website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes are posted there. Links to iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube. We didn't mention the Instagram this week. We put up some good photos from the Dark Matter 10th anniversary party. That's Chicago Beer Pass. Facebook page / Chicago Beer Pass. Other photos and events get shared there. So we'll be back next week. I think we have an episode with Gino's East coming up soon, maybe.
Yeah, Gino's East, man. Chicago legendary pizza, and it's now a brewery for like 3 years running.
Right, Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin McMahon's the brewmaster over there.
So we're working on setting that up. So keep an eye or keep a ear out for that, I guess. Yeah.
What do you think? Should we go there? He's apparently got like a space. Like he turned the comedy club on the third floor to a recording space.
I guess. Whatever. Yeah, we can make it work.
All right. Cool. Yeah.
All right. I'll be back next week with another episode.
Cheers.